My name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, America is a forceful, America dynamic society, dynamic society, and that is why I like it. Every way I like it. Every way I like it. Once a year, once a year, once a year, the music, once a year, the music, once a year, the music, once a year.
It's cool. No, it's cool. It's cool.
If by cool you mean it's warm, yeah, you're absolutely right, because it's warm out there, man.
Yeah, we just came out from Wreck Beach, and
I'm sure you all have spiritually.
So we apologize for being 90 seconds late. Thanks to Dan for a great show, but now it's time for Chips with Everything, the British music show.
But I'm sure next week you'll have reason to whip out your polysporin and gauze bandages for your leading saddle sores after a good session with Dan.
True enough. And, you know, the only nurse in his life is at a conference in Cancun.
Not bad. Is that like CanCon?
Maybe we'll try and put in some discussion of nurses' conferences later. We're obliged to do 30% of our talking is conference-related.
Nurse conference-related.
ConfCon. Yeah. Anyway, apart from that, it's mostly British hits and songs from the UK. And we got some great tunes coming up, and we have our friend in the studio as well as us, Baz.
Hey.
Hey, did you bring your flute? Okay.
We'll
bring him
that.
In later on.
Yeah. Almost days, but every night on the Weller or playing darts. I see his game is really tight. But let's leave down, you know. There's more than a little town. There's a big, big world to see. But you're so scared. About as right as you can get. And no, he's not afraid of it. We'll put you right on immigrants. A blanket, let's have part of it. And let's leave, don't you know? There's more than a little town. There's a big, big world to see. But you're so scared to leave. He was born in 83. And this town he'll never leave. He smiled at someone Saturday night. Especially if he starts a fight.
Pushing people with your touch. You're wearing the green, you're talking obscene. You're making my life into a dream. You're wearing your colors to be like the others. An easy life in heaven with a thousand other guys. Yeah, yeah. You must be a witch.
Particular record skips a little bit like a spring lamb, for which I apologise, but that was G. Mr. Tracy from the album Shoot the Sherbert Herbert, and it's called Pray for Rain. And that was one guy was a sort of performance art poet shouting guy in a suit that's tight, and the other guy was on keyboards.
Well,
basically the Erasure lineup, except, you know, a bit no more novel.
And when you say novel, of course, you're not talking Jane Austen in this case.
Not in this case, no. But if you want to talk about that, I shall.
Yeah, yeah. I've been seeing a lot of different versions of, you know, Ms. Bennett, Eliza Bennett, whatever it is. And this dark-haired one.
Oh, yeah, who's your favorite?
The BBC one. I don't know the actress's name. I wish I could remember, but I remember that her sister is supposed
to be... Helen Drinkwater?
Could be.
Something like that.
Yeah. She's supposed to be the most beautiful sister, and she has this, like, horse's neck. And she's clearly...
Because they're like the Seven Dwarfs, right? It's this, like, you know, nerdy, beautiful...
Let's see what else. courteous and wholesome.
It's going to be four daughters.
Courteous and wholesome.
One of them is musically talented.
Right.
That's basically her personality. Anyway, before we digress too much into the enchanting world of Jane Austen,
yeah. It's mostly that combination of dark hair.
I think she's been dead over 250 years now.
What? No.
Yeah.
Come on. 2009?
Wikipedia does not lie.
Seems like just yesterday.
We should go back there and check it. Before that, we listened to the Lollipop Shop with You Must Be a Witch. Now, it's 12 minutes after 5. And this is Chips with Everything, the British music show on CITR. And we just came up from Wreck Beach, which is very close to here, right in Gordon Campbell's riding.
Yeah, so
we had all our clothes off. We were doing hacky sack in the nude.
Yeah, it was about as good as it gets, folks. So as the only reason I'm going to cut you short, though, is this whole disdain you have for talking about gigs that you've already been to, you know, like
you told me the Lollipop Shop gig.
Not that. Just the beach. Talking about we were already there, and you're just talking about this great time you had. It's not very productive. But there was one gig that you and I both attended that we loved, right?
The Oz. We were at the Oz gig on Friday night.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I had to leave as you arrived.
Yeah, so it was sort of a tag team
hot bunking thing, right? Yeah. Like the Navy. I came off the early watch. Dave moved in for the late watch, mm-hmm. and all was well.
That's right. So after 9 bells, the Oz blew everyone away.
Yeah, I know. And Davina from the Az is actually with us in the studio. Later on, she's going to do a song because she was on Wreck Beach with her guitar. Yeah. So we tempted her up here. We're very tempting fellows.
That's right. With the promise of sour gummy buddies.
They've all been eaten, though, and she's not yet here. So, anyway, she's going to be here. We're going to have live music in about 20 minutes.
Just generally, wash your hands more often than you think you should. You'd be surprised. You'd really be surprised at what would happen if you didn't wash your fucking hands a lot. We'll be right back.
love to get to know you.
Still waiting. Hey, 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 hey.
now I'm nearly 31. What happened when you were a child? Do you require an analyst? Or will a friendly smile suffice? Find your space. Are you breathing well? Do you feel okay? Are you calm? Are you comfortable? Is your heartbeat racing? Is this your soul you're facing? Lay down, my couch is over there. I think you'll find it's way more comfortable. Take off your glasses, don't be scared. For £30, I'll listen to your stories, dear. Shut the window there. We should keep the session intimate, don't you agree? I've experience in matters similar. I can't juggle, I can't knit a pinafore. But I listen to your tale and give you some advice. When I was young, I learned to dance. I didn't have to learn. I was a case when I grew up, a case of hope crashing to the ground. I learned, I hit the skids, and I woke up me myself, and I was a different person. If I take you on, will you be pliable? As a confidant, I'm quite reliable. Dreamer though you are, it is you that's been my signpost so far.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and it's 5:27 on a beautiful Vancouver sunny afternoon. And we're up here in Gordon Campbell's riding. What's the name of the guy that's standing against him?
Mel.
Mel, you got no hope.
Yeah,
good
we
luck.
Love you.
Good luck.
But we love you, Mel. You had the look of a guy, like the happy junior high school principal.
I think he probably is a teacher.
He could be.
They always send a high school teacher in for the chop.
Yeah. Or maybe
no, there's no one's gonna win.
He could be a small businessman. It doesn't matter, right? He looks like somebody who's amiable enough that he doesn't mind taking one for the team.
Yeah, go down, fall well.
Yep, yeah. Been there.
And what we just listened to was we just found out Bell and Sebastian side project called "God Help the Ghetto."
And you know what I think about Bell and Sebastian, of course, right? So I don't have to go into that.
No need.
Right.
No need.
Right. But I got to say, having been, of course, hating them for a very long time and then liking them for a couple albums and then hating them again, happily, I have to say, I was glad. It was strange. I had to follow the music, right? And they went shit again. So that was great. But this is wonderful stuff.
I know. But here's the thing, right? They got some proper singers then.
Oh, yeah.
It's none of this hopeful... You know, weeping for notes that you may or may not
busker song man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, so the musical and stuff, the music's beautifully recorded and beautifully composed and arranged.
I guess that makes
minimalist.
A difference.
There's actually some Bell and Sebastian numbers on this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay. That's
anyway,
fine.
That might even have been one. You know.
So what's her name?
There's a woman involved.
Yes.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, the one who did the singing.
The singing lady. Don't know, man.
And the name of the band.
Idea.
The band is called something. The girl.
God help.
God help the girl. Yeah. Great.
So
stuff.
Prior to that, it was Dolly Mixture, which was a song called Everything and More. And the we were listening to the Dolly Mixtures all the way, or Dolly Mixture.
Yeah, you got to, folks.
The way up in the car, we were listening to them.
It's too good. I couldn't believe that they've already come and gone. What was it, the 70s?
Yeah.
76 or something?
Yeah. Here's what they look like, he says, handing a picture of them.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them?
No, I haven't. Dolly Mixture. You know, get onto your machine.
Look. Look at the visuals here.
It's all just...
They're wearing berries and they're looking great. Anyway, that was a single from 1982 on the Respond record label called Everything and More.
And I listened to, I don't know how many, six of their tunes. Every single one of them had these great... This one, I can't remember which tune it was, where the melodies, that, you know, they're singing, or the lead is singing quite low. And then the, you know... The melodies are way, way out there somewhere.
Yeah, they have nice, beautiful melodies.
Yeah, it's
good stuff. Well-written songs.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? Is that all the songs we just played? Do we have to talk about something else?
Yeah, we've covered that, man.
Okay, good. So, today is the first day of, a lot of people don't know this, of the Minnesota Crocus Appreciation Society potluck dinner rounds, and they last from now until about August 15th, except of course during the harvest season.
Which is when?
Depends what you're harvesting.
Right? Hyacinth.
Yeah, hyacinth. Well, interesting. Yeah, some somewhere else. Okay, done. Smelly, sweet, delicate.
I like it.
Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's 5:36. This is Chips with Everything, the British Music Show. That was Rick Wakeman, of course, the classic keyboard player, most famous for being in Yes during their best times.
Yeah.
And a single he had out in 1981 called I'm So Straight, I'm a Weirdo. He became a born again Christian. So he's even straighter.
Yeah, yeah.
He's both straighter and weirder since then.
That guy.
Plus, he's older, so he probably is weirder anyway.
Yeah, he really slices his coolness carpaccio thin, doesn't he?
Is that, if that means thin, really thin, then yeah. Okay, so we have a guest in the studio. We just came from Wreck Beach, Dave and myself. And you know what was, you know what everybody was shouting on Wreck Beach today?
Ooga.
Where's the chocolate?
Yeah.
Where's the chocolate? Not a single chocolate vendor
coming
on Red
soon.
Beach. Can you believe that, guys?
Coming soon.
Inhumane.
We're trying to get the zoo radio format going on in here. Everyone's being too required.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, everyone?
No. Chocolate.
Not a single chocolate vendor.
Chocolate.
Cold
nice.
Coffee crisp. No.
Yeah, it's coming soon to a Wreck Beach near you,
delicious cold peppermint
folks,
patty.
And it's going to be homemade treats pretty soon, but whatever it's going to be, if you're stoned, we're there to serve your needs.
We're going to move over now to the main event, which is Davina. Can you pass that microphone to her, David?
All right, so here she is. The one, the only.
Thanks. Okay, so you going to do a song?
Yeah, music snob.
Okay.
I'm not a music snob, but you're making it hard. It turns me off so much when you show me your iPod Touch. I want to love you, but knowing what you listen to, I'm worried that it will never work. I can't seem to forget, even when we go to bed, nightmares of your iTunes. I think I have to lose my friend. Want to love you, but knowing what you listen to, I'm worried that it will never work. I'm worried that it will never work. Maybe you think I'm overreacting. Maybe you think I'm exaggerating. Who's to say what's good and what isn't? Who's to say what is music? Is this a realistic complaint or an excuse why we shouldn't take? I'll influence your music taste and put together a mixtape. Will you like the songs I include, or say I do to avoid being rude? You're making it so hard.
Whoa. Yeah. Woo. Nice.
Finally, the zoo kicks in. Thanks, Davina.
Yeah, that was too good. Pleasure.
Okay, so, Davina, you're going to come back to the microphone. Well, or rather, Dave, return that stolen mic. okay, so you actually play in the Az, and I remember you were here a few months ago, and you played here on the show.
I think we also bumped into each other on the beach.
I know. Yeah, I know. Are you playing around town?
Yeah, this Thursday at Montmartre, the Oz are having a show that has a teacher theme to it,
a teacher suite, and yeah, it's going to be a good show.
Is it for teachers or students?
It's for teachers and students and people that aren't teachers or students.
But for people who love both teachers and or students, especially if they're sweet, right? Is it called Sweet Teachers?
Well, sweet is an S-U-I-T.
Teacher
sweet.
Sweet.
What
sorry.
Is the, okay, t- what is
I
the
thought
teacher
it was sweet teachers.
I mean, I'm going to experience it firsthand, but the teacher sweet is what?
Essentially, it's a group, about five songs that tell a story of falling in love with your teacher and then hating your teacher for not loving you.
And is Hot for Teacher one of those songs?
I'm at this point, I don't think so, but we'll see what we can do.
But if you had like a second encore, would you do Hot for Teacher?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you practice it?
All right, good.
Yeah, we're
Do you want to do a teacher song now?
I think I need my counterpart to do that.
Okay, yeah, the rest of the ass.
You'll just have to
the other four
to
people in your band?
Four, yeah.
Okay. All right, okay, let's listen to a tune. This is from a dub version of, it's no need to say what it is, but it's the Easy Star dub band.
And stops my mind from wondering where it will go. I'm feeling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wondering. Thank you.
personality, a state of mental health. But I've got a problem with the paranoia blues. When a full moon's calling me, I'm a schizophrenic loon. I'll watch the movies on the late show, and they feed my spell. Restore my sanity till I think I'm doing well. But in the midnight hour, I'm feeling kind of queer. Check the shadows on the wall. Now I'm shrinking in fear.
Okay, CITR, it's 10 to 6. That's Chips with Everything. And what we just heard there was like a classic piece of antique CanCon.
Bittersweet nostalgia.
Bittersweet nostalgia for one person in the room. I actually put a little bit of surprise because that song's from, I don't know, what year is that from?
83, 84, 85,
something like that. There speaks the words of an old man who played on that record.
Yeah,
that was him. You on sax, wasn't it, Barry?
Yeah, that was
Fun with Numbers, with a single of which Vancouver label was that on?
I don't know.
It was like the Fun with Numbers
Rupert
labels.
I can't remember. Do you remember Rupert's last name?
Rupert's last name?
I can't remember. But that's the lead singer and the guy that wrote the song.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, right. Yeah, he's still out and around. If I Could Be Myself. It's quite a good song, that, actually.
It's a great song, yeah.
But, you know, I don't think Busy Bags... I don't think the Busy Bags of today could play with that same snap and young Einsteinian verve.
You think it was a young man sax?
False. I mean...
Young man sax.
As an example, Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, sorry, dude. He's amazing. He's amazing, but he's hardly got the young man's. There's no young.
He's no
man.
Young man.
You didn't go to the show last week. It was really quite Thank something.
Yeah, well, you know, my daughter went to the show in London. You know what she said? She said it was a religious experience, but she never said. And man, did he seem young.
Listen, for a 91-year-old, he looks phenomenal. Like, that's for starters.
Here's what I have to say. I'm already verging on the old age part of life.
Yeah, you're slow.
69 isn't old.
Yeah, I know, but it shows me when I look at Leonard.
69 is never old.
10 more years, you know?
10 more years.
Right, so on the Cohen scale. Right, so there's something now called the Cohen scale, apparently, for aging Jews in Canada. Is that what you're saying? Right?
From Montreal.
Yeah. From Montreal. Oh, no, anywhere cold in Canada, Jewish and a musician. You just apply. It's a Canada Council thing. They take fat samples and all kinds of tongue scrapings, you know, and they'll calculate for you, you know, how close you are to dying when Leonard Cohen dies if you live the Cohenian life.
What is the Cohenian life? What does this guy, is he still macrobiotic or is that back only no. back in his Scientology days?
No, no.
Wait a minute. What would be a Leonard Cohen?
A Leonard Cohen? Well, it wouldn't be a pastrami sandwich, right? That's for sure.
Hey, do you guys know, like, if Dylan and Cohen are singing a duet, how you make them sing in tune?
No, how?
Shoot one of them. At CITR, we maintain that our schedule is the best on your dial.
It's so snappy, it makes you think Bo Brummel was a hobo.
What's on tonight? Ye ask.
Yeah, it's well.
Okay, coming up in about, what, 6 minutes' time, Queer FM, with our old chummy poo, Heather.
Yeah, do we need this in any sort of direct order? Because I'm just going to tell you about the things that are going to happen between now and the end of the night and how much I love them.
Tell me about 8 o'clock.
Rhythms India. Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike.
What's that, 10?
Yeah.
No, what, but you've missed 9 one out. 9 o'clock is Maxwell's with Mondo Trashio.
Yeah, of course. And I only don't mention him because I know that anybody who's not out and about tonight is, of course, going to be spending their time
minimum
on the radio.
4,000.
Yeah.
Minimum of 4,000 listeners.
Minimum 4,000. Minimum 4,000. Well, let's thank all the people who made this show great tonight. I want to thank Jody, you know, for her work in the engineer's room.
Yeah, I know. And the T-boy.
Yeah, and all
Jeffrey.
Of...
Jeffrey.
And the entire translation interpretation crew over on the Space Lab, keeping us in touch with Radio Zebulon 7.
And then the volunteer students, we got 4 or 5.
Yeah.
One of them doesn't work very hard. They just answer the phone.
But slice
Thanks
very,
everyone for yeah, calling in.
You know, but slice very thinly. You know, those volunteers, they make up for like 8 or 12.
We're going to be back in
two weeks. And before that, this time next week, you'll hear DJ Kraz doing her usual great mix.
Yeah, you know, international sounds. From the jet stream.
Yeah.
And
what kind of a thing. And what do you got to take us out tonight?
We're going to play us out with a bit of Age of Chance.
Dude, what's that?
It's a big, heavy, drum machine heavy song.
Good. All right. Cheerio, everyone. Take it. Why don't you take it? Take it.
is fading from ocean eyes. For fatal dreamers, it's closing time. When the traffic's building on streets outside.
His biggest fattest star presents a tribute to the Smiths.
I would go out
by Brother Matt. You grew that Meek is murdered. You saw that the Queen is dead. You weren't too happy about girlfriends in a coma.
They call me Matt.
Now, this one, you brought them together in one pool of misery.
I was happy in the haze.
Yes, they're all here.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in.